Alright guys, so before this episode starts, I just wanted to say that when we first initially recorded this, it was actually together. It all sounded like it was together, but for some odd reason, my audio did not get captured, so it'll sound a little bit different, but still get the full podcast. Sorry about that. Hello guys, and welcome back to the Move the Chains podcast. Today we are talking about the Bears 2020 schedule. I am here with Zero Doinks, so if you would like to introduce yourself to the listeners now.
Hello, I'm Bill Doinks. I am representing half of our crew. The other, my partner in crime, Dan, couldn't make it, but I'm representing Zero Doinks, the Chicago Bears podcast.
Hey, and that's all right. And if you guys want to follow him, it will be on Twitter and Instagram at Zero Doinks. So, Bill, let's get right into this and get right into it.
All right. Yeah, please do. Yeah, we're gentle, even if you're Vikings fans or, you know, Lions or Packers guys. It's all good. We're friendly.
All friendly over here. So, yeah, let's get right into this. Week one is at the Detroit Lions, September 13th at noon. What do you have there?
Yeah, we've got a W. The Matt Nagy has never lost to the Detroit Lions, so we think that continues in week one, starting off 1-0.
You know, that's pretty good. That's what I also have the Detroit Lions going as well. You know, that's pretty interesting that Matt Nagy has never lost to the Lions. I mean, Lions are a pretty bottom feeder team, especially in the NFC North, but in the NFL as well. Week two.
Yeah, we also have another W. We have a 2-0 start. We think the Giants are very mediocre, and the Bears are going to get off to a good start.
Yeah, I also have the Giants losing to the Bears as well. The Bears going 2-0. You know, that's a 50-50 game as well. But then next week at Atlanta, another noon game.
Another noon game. That's a tougher one. I have the Bears' first loss there at Atlanta. I know they played well in the second half of the year, and that's going to be a tough one.
Right. I had them actually losing or winning versus Atlanta. So, yeah, you know, it could go
3-0. I like it. I feel bad now. I feel like I just sold the Bears short, but I respect your confidence there.
No, hey, that's all right. It's a 50-50 game at Atlanta. Otherwise, yeah. I would have had the Bears definitely winning at home. But week four versus Indianapolis at home.
That's right. Bears return home with a W. I think they bounce back and they start the first quarter of the year 3-1. I think that's going to be a low scoring game, but Bears pull it out.
Oh, wow. Okay. I actually had the Bears losing to the Colts. Yeah. Just, I don't know. The Colts seem like a tough team,
yeah,
especially
it's tough. Philip Rivers is going to look weird in a Colts uniform, though, that's for sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, who knows with Philip Rivers. But next week, Thursday night game versus Tampa Bay at home. What do you have with that one?
Yeah, that's going to be a big one. Tom Brady coming to town. So Tom Brady has never lost to the Bears until week five when he visits Soldier Field and the Bears beat him. That's what I think. Bears are beating the Bucks.
Wow, yeah, I mean, that could be very possible. I mean, Tom Brady doesn't really get acclimated until, you know, November, December, in the later months. But, yeah, I have the Bears losing that game, actually. But next week at Carolina, which is a new game.
Yeah, I think Bears will come. They'll come down a little bit from that Tampa win and suffer a loss at Carolina with their new coach. I just think that's a weird place to play. I don't have a good feeling about that one.
Right, Carolina. I do have the Bears losing that one since it is at Carolina. If it was at Soldier Field, I would have the Bears winning that one. But no, next week another tough game at the Rams.
And the Monday night. Bears owe them a little bit of revenge from last year where they lost at LA, but I don't think they're going to get it. I think the Rams are going to edge the Bears there on Monday night for second straight loss for the Bears.
Yeah, I also have the Rams winning that game as well. And then another tough game, Sunday, November 1st, at home against the New Orleans Saints, a 3 o'clock game in the afternoon. What do you have on that?
Yeah, I think the Bears will win that one, actually. I think last year the Saints came to Chicago and just smoked the Bears with Teddy Bridgewater as their quarterback. But I think the Bears get some revenge against Drew Brees and get a W. Plus, it might be a little cold. New Orleans is, a dome team. I think they're going to be shaking in their boots, and the Bears win.
Yeah, I mean, since it is at home, I could see the Bears having an advantage, but I do have the Bears actually losing to the Saints. Saints just seem like a tougher team. Maybe their last year of being good until they fall apart, But if it was at home, I would definitely have the Saints winning. But next Sunday at Tennessee.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I have Bears losing that one in Nashville. That's a tough run during the schedule, but if Tennessee is, half as good as they finished last year, that's a tough one. So Bears loss.
Oh wow, I actually have the Bears beating the Tennessee Titans just barely though, since it is at Tennessee. But and then next week, Monday versus Minnesota at home. Monday night games. What do you have on that one?
If the Titans do, or the Bears do? Yeah, they got picked up
Bears,
Robert Quinn,
Bears
outside linebacker.
Additions. Oh, looks like he's cutting out here.
Placing Prince of Makamura, so they should be hopefully as good, and hopefully Khalil Max, has a better year this year than last year, at least from the Bears' perspective. So I think they'll be here. Yeah.
Yeah, the Bears should be a lot better on defense.
Oh, sorry.
But next Monday versus Minnesota, Monday night game at home. What do you have on that one?
I do too. I feel like Kirk Cousins doesn't have a great track record on prime time on the road, right? So that's, I'm with you. I think the Bears get a W heading into the bye.
Yeah, I have the Bears winning against
the Vikings.
That's right.
He's got to break that at some point, right?
Kirk.
It could be.
Yeah, Kirk being 0-8 on Monday night. Next year, could break it.
There you go.
But then next week got the bye week.
That's right.
All right, and then the next week is the bye week.
That's right.
You can't win or lose there. Sunday, November 29th.
I think Sunday night. Sunday night the 29th. Yeah. Unfortunately, I have a loss. We as Bears fans suffer a lot of losses to the Packers, and I think that continues. The only thing they've got going for them, I feel like Bears-wise, is got 2 weeks to prepare, but I think Matt Nagy's been pretty bad, actually, coming out of bye week so far in his young career. So, unfortunately, I think you and I can agree that, the Packers are no good in general, but they're gonna beat the Bears that week, I feel like. How about you? What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I also have Green Bay beating the Bears since it just is, you know, at Green Bay. If it was at home, I would have the Bears win. Maybe. But, and see, and then the next week, a December game versus Detroit at home.
Yeah, that Jordan Love draft pick, that's not going to go over well, I don't think, with the Rodgers. No, exactly. Exactly. Yes.
Feeling the fire.
We can agree with that.
So hopefully it's a big dumpster fire over there at Green Bay.
That's right. But it's the Lions, no way. The Bears got the Lions number. That continues.
For sure. I also had the Bears beating Detroit and then next Sunday at home versus Houston.
Yeah, I see. I think that's going to be a tough one, but I do see a Bears win. Watson's going to have an unbelievable game, but I think we'll do just enough to pull it out. That's a tough one, though.
Yeah, that game could go either way. I don't know. I think I have the Bears winning just because they are at home. If it was at Houston, I would have maybe the Houston Texans winning, but, you know, they don't have DeAndre Hopkins anymore. So, and then next Sunday.
Not great. I think both teams will be playing for something. I think home field will hold serve. I think the Vikings beat the Bears there on the 20th of December. How about you?
You know, I have that game as like a 50-50. I don't know if, you know, the Vikings win, but since it's at Minnesota, it's not a night game anymore. I have the Vikings winning, but, you know, last time it was just like almost like a preseason.
Yeah, you know, it was against like your third string team and we barely beat you. So, yeah.
Right, that game hurt more than the 49er game, it felt like, as a Vikings fan.
I know. I actually enjoyed that win more than I thought. It didn't mean anything for the Bears. And I thought, and again, yeah, you didn't have, I think you had like one starter out of 22 playing, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. I think Mackenzie Alexander. All right. And then another away game at Jacksonville. Nice little vacation.
I see no reason that Jacksonville should beat the Bears next year. I think that's a Nick Foles revenge game going back to Jacksonville. So, W.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I also have the Bears winning. Jacksonville is not a very, very solid team as of right now. I mean, they could be building something, but and then next week versus Green Bay. At noon, it's a home game.
Good call. Yeah, I think if my math is right, the Bears would be 10-5 going into that game, and unfortunately, Aaron Rodgers will break our heart again in Week 17, and the Bears will drop another one. That's my prediction. I don't know if my partner Dan would agree, but that's what my brain is telling me versus my heart.
And, you know, I could see the Bears winning that one. I don't know if that game could go either way, though, if it has playoff implications. Either team from the NFC North could get in, Lions, Vikings, Packers, Bears. You know, even the Lions could surprise us this year. But
I agree. I think so, too. I think the Vikings are always solid. Packers, like you said, I think they were a fluke last year, the worst 13-3 team in the history of the football, but sure. And yeah, the Bears, they were down last year, but I think they'll
agreeable.
They're still 8-8, but I think they'll bounce back a little bit anyway, so we'll see.
Well, they should. I mean, the Bears are building something. Hopefully consistent quarterback play in the future.
Apparently, they're trying to win now because I feel like the average age of agents they've signed is about 38. So that's not great. We're not that excited about Jimmy Graham, but he's better than the dumpster fire we had last year at tight end.
right, with all 10 tight ends on your roster, you know, you got Jimmy Graham and, you know, nine others, but
I think it'll be Nick Foles. I think I think Mitch, I wanted to love Mitch so much, and like halfway through last year I was done with him, and I think Foles hasn't been great outside of Philly, but he's solid. They just need a solid quarterback with that defense, just somebody that's not gonna make mistakes. But the problem with that, though, I think both are gonna play, because Foles has never started 16 games in a year, so Mitch better be ready. But I think this will be the last year Mitch is gonna be on the roster, which is very sad. Not what I would have predicted when they drafted him. What do you think? What's the Vikings' perspective?
I actually have a Mitch starting and Foles being the backup. Maybe I'll light a fire under Mitch's, you know, bud, and, you know, play a little bit better. Hopefully, I don't know what
Bears
take is on
it
that.
It could, yeah. I'm hopeful. Like, that to me, that would be the best outcome, would be this wakes Mitch up. He has the greatest year of his career, and then the Bears have a tough choice with extending him or not. So that I would be okay with that scenario for sure.
Yeah, it would be a little tough on, you know, the quarterback situation to have one good year or great year over, you know, a lot of bad ones.
We've been saying that my whole life, unfortunately, but hopefully this is the year. What are you thinking of Vikings wise? What's the vibe for going into this year?
You know, for the Vikings, I just you know, it could go either way. We have a very tough road schedule. Let's see. Home is all right. Yeah, hopefully Kirk can play well.
Yeah.
Dalvin stays healthy. You know, Diggs departing, half our defense departing. Hopefully we play somewhat good throughout the season and, you know, make the playoffs, squeak in there.
Absolutely. I think
spot in the playoffs.
Maybe we'll be fighting for that new that bonus playoff berth, that seventh spot. That'd be awesome.
Right.
I think it could. You never know. At least us two. Who cares about the Packers? That's right.
Yeah, right. Worst 13-3 team of all time, the Green Bay Packers of last year. But let's go to
there'd be two. So two home games, week two against the Giants. I would put a lot of money on the Bears winning that one. And then later in the year, the second game against the Lions, hosting the Lions on December 6th. That would be my second guaranteed W. Matt Patricia, no way. He's not coming in and stealing a W. Is that how you pronounce his name? Patricia? Patricia? I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it is Matt Patricia. However you say, you know, it could go either way. But for my guaranteed Ws, I have them either Detroit game. I know it's easy to say, but if anything, maybe week two versus the Giants.
Yeah.
Or Tennessee.
I think that's fair. My Zero Doinks partner, Dan, says that he always feels like Matt Patricia wears like a, like he always looks like he just woke up and like he's wearing like a garbage bag. Like yeah, I think so too. He's seems like an unhappy man, that guy.
He sleeps with the pencil in his ear.
Yes.
Right, you know, you could be sleeping with a pencil in his
ear. That's true. Yeah, he might as well. I feel like this could be the last year of Matt Patricia, and I'll miss him if in fact it is. I will miss that guy.
You know, and he's an all right coach as well. Just need the right team around him.
Yeah.
Any guaranteed L's?
Yeah, maybe it's the Lions. That's just that whole franchise is a bit of hot garbage. Let's just, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Everything is hot garbage in Detroit.
Oof. Well, I think the one
any guaranteed
the one that I have confidence in for sure is Sunday night after, I assume this is Thanksgiving weekend, at Green Bay, loss. That's my guaranteed loss.
Okay. My guaranteed loss is probably either Green Bay game or versus New Orleans, just because of how good New Orleans is or whatever. I don't see them slowing down anytime soon, unless Drew Brees gets hurt or something happens with the Saints. But you know, I don't see any other guaranteed losses on that Bears schedule, really.
Sure.
But you know, could go either way. And then we'll go to the next one. Longest win streak. I don't know what you have.
So what I have is later in the year when they, when the Bears, let's see, was that true? No, I think I only have two games actually. Yeah, I have, let's see, Lions and Texans later in the year is a two game winning streak, as well as the very beginning, the first two. Yes, I have a couple pockets of two game winning streaks. How about you?
Actually see one maybe the first 3 or 4 weeks in the season at Detroit versus the Giants, maybe at Atlanta, and then maybe home against the Colts. I don't know how you feel about that, those ones, but that's just my
that's
take.
True. Yeah.
But you know, the Atlanta game could go either way.
So maybe you'll be off to a 14-0 start.
Last couple games.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah, with Minnesota. But let's see here.
So I just have two game losing streak is the biggest. So kind of first half of the year at Carolina, and then at LA Rams, and then. Seems like the schedule lines up to where they can bounce back quickly from other losses. How about yourself?
Okay, yeah, I have actually at Carolina, at the Rams versus New Orleans, and then maybe possibly at Tennessee. Those just seem like a tough stretch of games to, you know, play, and then maybe versus Minnesota at home as well. That could also be a loss, but it's a Monday
tough
night
one.
Game, so we'll see how the Vikings do then. But yeah, we'll see going into the bye.
I'm with you. Now that's a tough, and that is a tough run. They may have to, especially if they lose to the Saints at home, then they're gonna have to get right. You know, assuming the Titans are any good again this year, they may have to get right against your Vikings before the bye. So that's a dangerous part of the schedule for Matt Nagy and the squad, no doubt. Mm-hmm.
Right, yep. And division games are always
you
hard.
You got
too,
it, you so. Got it. No, it should be an interesting, fun year. I'll be very curious to see, you know, hopefully it starts on time. And what are you guys feeling in terms of, you know, fans allowed or not or whatever? Is that the assumption that fans won't be allowed, at least for the first part of the year?
You know, I'm hoping that we'll have fans, but, you know, it doesn't make sense with, you know, starting fans off, like in the Vikings case versus the Packers, and then, you know, having fake fans, and then, you know, by a couple weeks in, going to Green Bay, and then allowing fans. You know, that's a little bit, you know, quote-unquote cheating, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, they have that blowhorn will sound unbelievable. Exactly.
Yeah, right. I mean, you could pump up fake crowd noise, but it's just not the same. Nah, especially all the games with that, but yeah, however that would work. I don't know. I'm hoping for fans, but I'm actually going to both Green Bay games.
Oh, nice. You guys are hosting the Bucks.
The Tampa game as well. Hopefully. All three of those games.
No, we're actually going to
That'd be awesome.
Tampa Bay.
I'm planning on going to Tampa in February for the Super Bowl when the Bears win it all.
In the middle of winter.
That's right. That's right. There you go.
Yeah, I'll have to make a trip down to Tampa for the Super Bowl too, for the Vikings. But yeah, I think that will be it for our 2020 Chicago Bears schedule. So if you guys did enjoy this episode, be sure to rate us and follow Zero Doinks on Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Twitter at Zero Doinks, as well as Instagram at Zero Doinks. We'll interact with you there. And like I said, we're friendly. Even if you're not Bears fans, we're pretty normal guys. So thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me represent Zero Doinks today, man.
No problem. And then so go follow him on social media everywhere, like Twitter and Instagram. And next week, or whenever we do our next podcast, will either be the Chiefs or the Bengals. I'm going in alphabetical order here with teams, but yeah, glad to have you on the podcast with Moves and Chains.
Thank you. Well, thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. See ya.